Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast. Our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned Into Hope. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for His people to talk with Him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So James, today we're going to start with a question that anyone who has had kids ride with them in a car for any length of time would certainly appreciate. You know, it's the concept of, are we there yet? So, you know, how do you get that to appear as a prayer in the Bible?
Where does that show up? I love it. There's one prayer that really fits that description, and you see it in a lot of places, and it's this one. How long, O Lord?
Okay. So maybe that question was too easy because, you know, you knew what we were going to be talking about today, but that prayer isn't an easy one at all, is it?
No, it's not, Robbie. I mean, just look at some of the ways that it shows up in Scripture. In Psalm 13, David prays, how long, Lord, will you forget me forever? And Asaph prayed that way in Psalm 79, and Ethan in Psalm 89, and Habakkuk 1:2 begins, how long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen?
Yeah, wow. And what about the martyrs in Revelation, right, 6:10, who cry out to God, how long until you judge the earth?
Yeah, that's right. And it's a great prayer to talk about, because the fact that you see it so much in Scripture shows us something really important, and that is just that we can pray that way. God never corrects or disciplines anyone for praying like this, not at all. And I think those prayers are included in His Word for a reason, and that is to show us that we can talk about anything with Him, even our disappointments. Again, just look at the way David and Habakkuk pray, will you forget me forever? Or how long must I call for help, but you do not listen? Of course, God never forgets his dear ones, and He listens to us. So David and Habakkuk aren't right in what they're saying, but God wants us to come to Him just as we are.
Yeah, that's comforting. That's a comforting thought, especially when we're going through this pandemic where there's just a lot of us asking, how long? I mean, there's nothing wrong with asking God a question like that. And the fact that we can, it really helps. But let's talk about this some more. I mean, there's more to these prayers than just complaining, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is. And at first, it might not seem like that because, again, what they're doing is they're just praying the way they feel. And that's fair game. I mean, the fact that we can is great. But I'm glad you bring this up, that it's more than just complaining, because you do find complaint prayers in Scripture, and God seems to be fine with those too most of the time. But what we really see in these how long prayers is that they're often mixed with praise, and that's really important. Like in Psalm 13, the next to last verse says, but I trust in your unfailing love. And the very last verse says, I will sing the Lord's praise, for He has been good to me. So do you see where the focus is there?
Yeah, I mean, it's on God. It's not about us. And that really helps, right? It's not about us. It really helps from despairing, because you realize He does have this.
Right. And if our eyes are just on our situation, we can despair pretty quickly. I mean, I know I've done that so many times. And you see a lot of people doing that right now. But the key thing is to remember, when you're in the middle of the mess, who God is. And you can do that at the same time that you're praying, how long will you allow this to go on? And we need to do that, because when we know God's attributes, like his love and his faithfulness, and we call those to mind and praise him for them, it really gives us hope.
Yeah, one of the things I love about this is the emotional sort of back and forth. The reason you pray at all is because you know that God is good, but you're in the middle of a mess and crying out to him.
Exactly. You're just being real with him, and that is why you're going to him, because you know he's helped you before, and you know he's good. And when we make ourselves real to God, you know, we've talked about this before, he has a way of making himself real to us. He either intervenes in our circumstance or he gives us new strength to go through it, whatever it may be.
So James, you know, really is the guy who wrote the book called Prayers for Prodigals. I know you really live that. So, you know, how can we pray this way in our lives?
Well, honestly, Robbie, I think we just do it, because, again, these are cries from the heart. And I think about, again, when we were going through some of those times with our kids where it was just so rough and you just felt so numb, it just helps to stay with God in the moment. And, you know, when you're going through those times when you're thinking, how could it have come to this? Then you have a place to turn. You know, you're leaning into him. So if you take a look at some of those prayers, like Psalm 13 or 79 or 89, don't miss the praise in them. Again, that's so important, because that emotional back and forth that you mentioned, it's powerful. God moves through our praises to help us fight our battles, and those negative things that occur to us can help us pray with that much more passion, and the Lord knows we need to do that, you know, and it helps us as we praise him to remember he's ultimately in control. So just give it all to him, because we can, and he wants us to, and that's a beautiful thing.
It really is, James. And I was thinking that, you know, David must have been, you know, a verbal processor, kind of like me, because often when I'm talking, I'll realize something as I actually talk through it. And so, you know, how good is God that he can understand that Robbie often opens his mouth before he thinks. And you know, and we can really just be real with him.
Yeah, guilty as charged, aren't we? You know, it's incredible. God just meets us right where we are, and he sets this example for us in prayer. I mean, even look at Jesus' prayer from the cross. Why have you forsaken me? Even then, he was actually praying the first words of Psalm 22, and if you read on in that psalm, you see that it's really about him. It's absolutely prophetic. And then it ends on this amazing note of praise. So our God is Lord over every situation. And as we come to him, no matter where we are, and we wait for him and just go to him in that, we'll find that he himself is the best answer to our prayers when the answer doesn't come yet. Because He meets us with his love and with his hope.
So, James, would you wrap up things, you know, with that kind of prayer today that we can really take to heart?
Yeah, let's do it. Father, thank you. Lord Jesus, we praise you. Thank you that we can pray this way. Holy Spirit, help us to just run to you, our beautiful Savior, and pour out our hearts, knowing that we can and knowing that you are good. We look forward to you, Lord, and we praise you for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.